lately. Stay with me and don't ever leave me. So stay with me, cause we going to do the weekly round up.
Round it up. Welcome, welcome back to another juicy episode. It's the Double Jumbo Drama Show, and I'm your host, Boosswaggerific. Boosswaggerific. So it's our weekly round up.
You've been distant lately. Don't you see I'm so aware?
I am so aware, yeah. So our weekly roundup is going to kick it off is that coffee. How do you like it? Hot or cool or spicy or juicy? Well, we get the spicy, we get the juicy, and we get the way named it. In between and the mega and everything. So our reggae artist, Coffee, won the Grammy, and she's just 19 years old. Wow. And say, so she won the Grammy earlier in January, and she returned to the island and paid her visit to visit the Prime Minister of Jamaica and Jonas, and he gave her a little painting with a bird looking color-ish something. And then she later visit the opposition leader of PMP, Dr. Peter Phillips, and congrats her. First, the Ministry of Gender and Entertainment, Oliver Bobsey Green, greet her at the airport with her mother as well. And they visit her mother, visit the Prime Minister and them people there, and take some few pictures with here and there and etc. Which is amazing. Rapture Toast was the baddest, as Toast was the year. Rapture was an EP. Turnout EP become get awarded. EP, like a short slip of songs, about 13 track or 10, I don't know. Song was on the EP, and she win, and we were like, yay, thank God, you know. And everybody was like happy and rejoiced. I hope her story, when the teacher them refused her to not let her in sixth form, whoever we named that child, bad motor, she just look upon them and give them a side eye and say, I did it to you, and I'm making more money than you ever think of. Yes. Then we cut it around up, Deuce 2. So Chinese doctor after him a sonar the alarm and said this coronavirus is going to have a massive impact on the Chinese population, and nobody wants to listen until now. He caught it and he recently passed away. No, like after I must sound off the alarm, like people want to listen, and Chinese officials like shut him up, convince him and slap. And then Chinese come like an autocratic society. He is 34 years old. Trust me, sad. I tell you, I don't know why people don't take precaution. Unlike our Jamaica, we're just backwards because everything. The virus is here, like, oh God, come on. All right, so we're going to talk about that, Jamaican backwardness. But we are also celebrating Like Coffee. So we celebrate Like Coffee, and we celebrate our special day. The day that Bob Marley, that the mother of Bob Marley, pushed Bob Marley out of her womb. Out of her vagina, JJ, you know. So Bob Marley was celebrated on February the 6th, and his birthday was in fine style, as they have concerts and a lot of artists perform, and everybody was yeah. And the Bob Marley family and sons were real perform. And then some people think it was a big disrespect and a slap into the face to exploit Bob Marley like this, where the Bank of Jamaica make a coin and put a Bob Marley head on top. It is like a gold or silver coin to represent Bob Marley for his special day, and they want to sell the coin for some molipa money. So tell me now, some people are like, nope, we're not buying it. And me was like, me not buy it too, because me cannot do it. No. Some people are bashing the Bank of Jamaica. Well, bash them more. But we need to bash some other disgusting state. They want to have up in arms because they think they are powerful, like, and they want, I want to slap the shit out of the president, the prime minister of London. I really want to slap, like the woman in, like the president's wife in Oval. I said Tyler Perry is so such a genius. She said to her daughter, she going at she asked her daughter, why did you tell me the truth? So the woman said, where is she? The woman go in at the room, full the bucket of water, and dash and go in at her daughter's room and dash the water, and the daughter sleeping on, dash the water in at the daughter's face, and tell me, say, you little piece of shit, tell me the truth, I will slap the shit out of you. Me say, me really want to slap the shit out of the Prime Minister of London, because he have the audacity to send 50 Jamaicans back to Jamaica for person who have convicted and person who have been into the Windrush situation, and all of these persons who are not convicted, they are deported. 50 people now? 50 people. 50 damn Jamaican people. Where we are going with them? Jamaican, you understand? Jamaican are the populated. Jesus. So next week, Tuesday, he's going to order that. Then a news emerged that under the SOE, police pick up two men. And they found out them are England. So Jamaica government is deporting the two men back to England. No, me see I learned that clip with the prime minister of England, which I really want to slap the shit out of him. He's saying that he's going to stop the airplane that is coming to Jamaica, with the Jamaica government are official sending by the two people there. But these people come from Jamaica from 19th all along, about 20 years. And when calculating, it's 25 years them day in Jamaica. And they are going back to England, deported. But are 50 people, and we are just sent two. Which one is the more lesser to go back to England? We don't want 50 people. I can't bother with England. England come like rubbish. The system is rubbish. Anyway, no, another drama unfold like over the couple of weeks. It's like this drama is just hilarious. So the Prime Minister of Jamaica, the most honorable Anne Jones, right? And he announced that he's going to have a by-election because the Clarendon, the South Clarendon March by-election, March 2 for Clarendon Southeast, where the JP counterpart Ronnie Spencer, some counterpart, has resigned. So, Prime Minister announced a by-election. Here, PMP. Nope. We are going with by-election. You don't see general election around the corner. Like, we are going with by-election. PMP said no. We're not contesting no by-election. Sorry. Next. Sorry, wait until the general election. I'm like, what is that this? Let me say. It's a baby say, me not say no, we're not selecting no candidate. We're not going to do it. We're not doing it. So an election in the next year, February 2021. And JP, yeah. So I'm like, I be a drama going in Jamaica. I be a manis. So I be a manis, right? So and then the manis to get a little further. I feel like men need to have a mental health clinic. Jamaica, you should have just men mental health clinic or something, because our men is really out of control, you know. I say men are community bodies, but they are virus now. They're spreading their killings and virus to the most women and children. Imagine you have an 8-year-old son. The woman have her 8-year-old son, right? She never expect her baby father or step. The little boy never expect his stepfather would have killed him. Him get killed, tie up and holler them something there. This is madness, and she's traumatized for the rest of her life. Then the soldier killed himself, done a greater Portmore, and his wife, because every time people, neighbors know about it, she said, me I go kill her, and they don't know. Then murder, then tap a murder, then tap a murder, then tap a murder, then tap a murder. And then this all over back again. Like two women in Manchester was killed by a man. And he, as they were murdered in their sleep, imagine that. And you want to see the old man, me no know how them sleep death. But me see the grill lift off, them the grill attached to the window. The man dig out this something and open the grill. I saw him strong, mama. Him strong like cement and iron in a one. No sign, lift out that and kill the people. Them kill the two men and then them sleep. Then happy news return that they caught a suspect. I hope they catch him and not just a suspect. But yeah, they caught a suspect and no. He's in jail. But if I'm here, them officer, you know, say, I'm not got jail, you know. Them, me know, where's part of jail? Eat 3 meals a day, plus you have your Sunday dinner, you must be mad. Me not do it. Me no say, is either you go in a jail. I want your hand to chop off, or I want your finger to chop off, or something. Because it's getting out of hands. It's out of control. Like, domestic violence is just horrible. Like, over 100 people just dead. January. And now it's continuing into February. And one comedian, actor is saying that January, Wagwan, you not give you a chance. First year, say this US and some day after war. And then year say the coronavirus outbreak. Then the footballer guy dead and him daughter. Cause them don't remember the 9 people them. Then Indonesia flood out. Then you hear earthquake in Jamaica, and then you hear one possible tsunami occur, then this, then that. I'm like, Jesus Savior, what is coming? What is going on? Like, no man. Too much killing are going on, left, right, and center. So, and then Queen Africa comment and say that woman need to be responsible for her own action. Then, so 4 shot dead and other injured in Aki Walk village in St. Andrew. So yeah, man is. So this morning, right? A teenager boy was killed by gunman as the thief or the gunman forced into his family home and opened fire in Clarendon. Just like that. Open fire. Then I hear that the man who got shot in Constant Spring gas station total. He was on his job. And then hear gunshot fire. When he approached my run film live and then the man kill him. Then we hear say it was mistaken identity. He was a son of a top selector. He's the son of a top selector artist. In the panim job, like the level of man is then mistaken identity. Yeah, God, if you kill somebody, then you mistakenly kill the person who is innocent and dead. What? It's just man is like the level of man is cannot real. And then we need help. We need divine intervention. And I so agree with this Dr. Sam Longmore is calling on the government for more funds to tackle serious mental health problem as too many men are too many women and children are dying. So I totally agree with him. By the killing of men and by the killing of man. Why man a kill man so? I understand woman disrespect on, but don't need to kill them. It is as a woman in the taxi I was coming from somewhere and a woman say, it don't belong to no. And another argument, a man was counteracting, and another argument was saying, though you are give a woman every single thing, and she go to the road and give a bun. No, what you supposed to do? I am like, something need to be balanced. And one woman come on stage, she was some media person, somebody, and say, It need to be balanced. Same like how a man can give you things for buy your ear, cut your ear, and do your ear, do your nails and everything, and all of them something there. You must can give your man and treat your man one day, take him out in one dinner or something. So the playing field must be balanced. You can't just give somebody and receive. Be a man is. And I totally agree with the woman. But boy, as I said to the Prime Minister and I tag him on Twitter, that the police people them need to go, police soldier and these people who are dealing with trauma situation, especially female police, trauma situation, they need to be assessed every 3 weeks or every month so that they can go under physical, mental, counseling and them something there to revive about themselves and give them, well, they can give them a day or two, but You know, it is hard. It is hard. I don't know what to say, but it's hard, bad. And that means to say, me say, it's hard. So, then this hit me close to home because it is close to my home. So Carl Samuels, right, was gone down, was gone down by gunmen at Vauxhall High School, right, on Saturday. I think a couple of Saturday back, and he was shot by his attacker while he returned back the shot to his attacker. A 19-year-old was died on the spot, and he was rushed to hospital. On his way, rushed to hospital, he died. Teachers and students were saddened missing, were saddened by his death, and family and neighbors are also saddened by his death, because this is hitting me close to home, and I cannot fathom that how the hell you will take such a well-known teacher that have been serving above self, doing his utmost best, disciplinarian, doing everything, drama teacher, doing plays, doing this, doing that, and you literally take his life for a gun, that which you don't get, because they want his gun, refuse to give his gun, and scratch fire shooting. No, 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 officer, like this, I cannot for them. It's like this have me away, like I don't know what to say. I don't know. Me as a, like him dead, him really dead. No, this is unbelievable. I don't know what to say, like this cannot be real. It's just madness. So I'll give a little more of silence. People, if not nobody do you anything, you don't need to take somebody a life that is innocent. The same as the young man, he's on his job at a content spring, take his life by mistaken identity. You kill somebody where you think he was a person, and no, like seriously. Now Carl Samuels, half oxide high school drama teacher, who is close to home for me. This is madness. So I don't know what to do. So coronavirus outbreak. So killing over 500 people. 575 people, and 1,000 people have been infected. So according to Jong-gun, which is the news anchor and CNN global television network, saying that 97 people dead, that occur some part in China, 97 people are dead, that occur are infected areas in China, and he said we need facts and not to fear, and 80% of the people who are elderly was also have other illness but plus the coronavirus, which make it worse. So that is it on the Double Trouble Drama Show, and I'm your host. Boss Swaggerific. That's the roundup. Thank you.